Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of news from around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. And breakfast briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us in studio to tell us all about it. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Any plans for the weekend?
Working.
Of course.
Election. Yes, yeah. I'll be in the RDS tomorrow morning for the Dublin count. So very excited about that. And then we don't know when that'll wrap up. And then it's a bank holiday weekend. So I've no major plans after. I can't get beyond the election in my head.
No, you have to wait for that.
Have you anything nice on?
I'm off to London.
Oh, wow, London.
Yeah, I'm
London
going to see Westlife in the Royal Albert Hall with the Philharmonic Orchestra. Jesus, I can't even say it.
Have you ever seen Westlife in concert? Why do you need to see them in London when you've violin on during the week?
Yeah, no, last week. But last I've never had an opportunity to see them with an orchestra.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. Right. Yeah. Of course, you have to see them.
This is very fancy.
And then they're doing 10 nights in Dublin. I presume you're going to.
Well,
will you pop along to that concert as well?
Well, I'll definitely get to one. I'd love to go to two, and I would go to three.
And all 10.
Yeah, I'll go to all 10.
Anyway, enjoy London.
Try my best.
I'm watching videos on YouTube at the moment of these travel bloggers in London, and it really makes me want to go back. It's an amazing city. So have a ball and think of me as I'm working.
I'll try my best.
Don't forget to change your clock back, though. This is the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is changing this weekend. I know it's a pain for an awful lot of people to remember this on a bank holiday weekend, but not as much of a pain as it is for people in Waterford, because Waterford is home to the Irish Museum of Time. So you can go there and look at all the lovely clocks that they have. But the team this weekend have to change 600 clocks. It's going to take them a day and a half to change the time on every single clock, because some of these are so old.
That is bananas.
A day and a half it'll take. A reminder to everyone, the time goes back 1 hour this weekend, which marks the end of daylight saving time. And David Bowles from the Museum of Time says it's far from the first time clocks in the museum have been changed.
They're a wonderful thing to survive, to have a clock that's still working after 300 years. Not likely your car will be working after 300 years, but to have a clock, many clocks in this museum, over 300 years old, still working perfectly, is astonishing, quite frankly.
That's unbelievable.
I know, yeah. It's going to take them
great
ages
story.
To do, but they say they like doing it. It's a bit of fun doing it twice a year as well.
Now, targeting scam collectors in your own county.
Indeed, yeah. Going to my home county for this next story. A shocking story, and really shows that there's nothing sacred anymore, to be honest. People scamming people on their way into mass, if you don't mind. So a local parish has issued a warning to parishioners after an unauthorised churchgate collection that took place outside three churches last weekend. And according to the notice in the Allen Parish's weekly newsletter, people claiming to represent a group called the Irish Soup Run were seen collecting donations after the priest had gone into the church. Now, no permit was issued by the guards for such a collection. And if you go onto the Register of Charities, you can see that there's no Irish Soup Run as a registered charity. Now, apparently one parishioner went up and questioned one of the collectors, and the collector had the cheek to say the permit is with the bishop. Now, as we know, famously, bishops don't issue permits to charities. It is an Garda Síochána who do that. And also, by the way, if you do get a permit from the guards, you have to be able to produce it if someone asks you for the permit. It's particularly a warning to older people. And obviously, this is bad for genuine collectors outside churches too, who need public support. So if you're going to Mass this weekend, just be careful, because we have these scam collectors going around, and make sure you contact the guards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very sad story. It's the world's longest serving publican.
Yes.
Who's Irish?
In Galway. I'd never heard of this lady.
No.
But she sounds like an absolute queen. And Galway BO tells us a Galway woman, believed to be the world's longest serving publican, has passed away at the age of 98. And what we've learned here was that her name is Patricia Egan. She was known as Baby by locals. And she was pulling pints. Get ready for this. Now, you're no stranger to pulling a pint. She was pulling a pint for more than 70 years.
Stop.
In Egan's pub and shop.
Fair play to her.
It's in Derry. Yeah, in Derrybrien in Loughrea. And she took over the pub and the shop with her late husband Joe back in 1948. Now, sadly, she passed away on Wednesday, surrounded by her loving family. And since then, all the condolences coming in have been describing her as a wonderful lady. I'm sure so many people have lovely memories of Patricia. And they don't make women like her anymore. 70 years behind a bar.
What was the name of the pub?
The name of the pub was Egan's Bar. Egan's Pub and Shop.
Someone's still operating it?
Yeah, in Derrybrien in Loughrea.
I must put that on the list. I'd say that's a great pub.
I'd say so. Loads of stories
You'd know by the sound of that now that'd be a good spot.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
Classic Halloween song there. Limerick for our next story. Halloween fast approaching. It still though to me feels ages away because the bank holiday is so early this year as well. Like, we have a good few days to go until Halloween. Lots of people will be spending this weekend heading to pumpkin patches around the country.
Sure, we're still a whole week away, aren't we?
That's what I'm saying. So like, it feels like Halloween is still ages away because the bank holiday is so early. But every weekend, Instagram is filled with people at these pumpkin patches around the country. Now, they're not going to see pumpkins this size though at these pumpkin patches, because a Limerick teacher believes he has grown Ireland's biggest pumpkin, and I think he's probably right. His name is Servetius Antonius, and he previously rose to fame, by the way, because he built a 23-foot high snowman last January called Big Bill. Now he's back in the headlines because he's grown three massive pumpkins, and he doesn't know how much they weigh because they broke the weighing machine. But they reckon that the biggest pumpkin is between 17 and 19 stone.
How did they even get it out of the ground?
It's impossible. It takes a load of people. I'll tell you how many it takes to lift it in a second. But 17 to 19 stone is around 120 kilograms in weight. It took four or five people to lift it into the car. And 3 weeks ago, when the pumpkin was still on the vine, it measured 80 centimetres long and 70 centimetres wide. Now, they were grown in his garden because he doesn't have a greenhouse. But he actually reckons if they were in a greenhouse, they would have been even bigger because of the conditions in a greenhouse. And how it started, he sowed the seeds in April at his kitchen window. And now it's grown to this size of a massive pumpkin.
Many people are lifting this.
Five. To lift it into the car. There is a tip, by the way. I've never grown a pumpkin.
No, I'm not into buying them at all, actually.
No, I don't like pumpkins at all. But if you do want to grow a massive one, he says the secret is to grow seeds from a big variety called Atlantic Giants. The plants get bigger, you bury the vines and train them with bamboo sticks so the plant has enough airflow to grow, and give them plenty of calcium, magnesium, nitrogen and potassium. And he's going to be a very popular teacher this week because he brought the pumpkin into school so the students could carve it up.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Now, this is the sort of crafty novel thing I'd expect you to do.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Well, I know you like to think that us people in Kildare have notions.
I don't think the people of Kildare do. I think you do.
Well, this story doesn't help me because we're selling car parking spaces in Kildare, and it's quite expensive to buy a car parking space in my own county. A car parking space has gone up on sale in Maynooth for 25 grand.
Stop!
Yes.
Where is it?
It's in Manor Mills Shopping Centre in Maynooth.
So it's not prime location in the middle of the main street, am I?
Well, it kind of is. It's a good location, in fairness.
But 25 grand?
25 grand for it, but you do get 24-hour access to a secure car park, to your car parking space for that. It's an underground basement car park, and you also get a key fob that lifts the barrier 24 hours a day.
Sorry, so you're allowed to take your car out of the car park? That's a perk of the price.
And you can do that 24 hours a day if you like.
I cannot believe that.
You also get access to a well-lit car park here for this.
I hear.
Well. And,
is it you selling this?
No, it's not, but I wish I had a car parking space to sell for this money, 25 grand. And the car parking space is a short walk to Maynooth University, the train station and the town centre. Now, what they say is it's a rare opportunity to acquire a private secure space in the heart of Maynooth, which would be grand if you could live there, but it's only your car that'll live there. Do you know what I mean? For 25 grand, it's your car that'll get the benefit of
but
this.
But presumably for the people that were going to want this, that probably live city centre. Sure, if you're living in that apartment or housing complex, you must have one of these spots, do you not?
Maybe not.
Maybe the spot doesn't
sure.
come with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure at all. Or it's certainly Maynooth is well serviced by public transport too. I'd question, do you need your car in a 25 grand
that,
space?
I've no idea. Is that the going rate for a parking spot?
I'll be honest with you, I've never once thought about buying a car parking space.
You'll be selling the parking spot at the house now.
It's a good idea. I might sell my company car
parking
space as well.
And you could charge some extra for the light that you'll provide over it as well.
I'll give them 24-hour access. Take out your car whenever you want. Mayo has no holy water, or certainly
at all.
Well, they've no holy water for public events, seems to be the issue here.
The home and knock.
I know, but this is the type of story I don't think you get anywhere else in the world, bar Ireland. So local councillors aren't happy that there are no blessings at official events anymore. So when you go to an official event in Mayo, you're not seeing the priest there and you're not seeing the holy water. The story is from independent.ie, which tells us that earlier this week, it was a big day in Mayo because the sod was officially turned on the former Sisters of Mercy site, which is going to be redeveloped into a multi-use community space. However, there was no holy water and no blessing at the event. And councillors say this is now the fourth event in recent weeks where they have been raising concerns over the absence of a religious blessing. We also had a couple of housing estates opened in Westport and Mulranny and still no holy water. So councillor Brendan Mulroy says it was an immensely proud day when they turned the sod on the Sisters of Mercy site. But what he felt was we were lacking holy water. There was no holy water. And Councillor John O'Malley reminded the meeting that it has been a long custom for the local priest to bless new developments. And he says in future, we need to make sure that developments get the blessing of a priest when it's a public project like that. So the councillors are up in arms over it. I'm not sure if other people have noticed this, but
Have they run out? Like,
no, they haven't. No, they haven't run out of holy water. They're just not seeing the holy water when they go to these official openings of things. They were used to the priest to be there and there'd be an official
blessing.
Okay, so
it's a resource thing more so than a shortage of water.
Or maybe some council events moving away from having a religious element to them. But anyway, some of the councillors aren't happy.
That the priests blessed estates.
Estates, new public developments, apparently. Kind of in the same way you turn a sod, maybe you would get out the holy water.
And the priest would be there, I never knew that.
Yeah, well, it's not happening anymore, apparently, in Mayo.
Maybe we're just not more terribly religious about these things in Donegal.
Maybe so.
Listen, enjoy your election coverage.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how you get on with Westlife in London.
But you know what's more important? We've a conductor on the show here at 1:40 for Ask Me Anything today to answer listener questions with this. Am I going to be able to sing? This issue arose during the week.
Can you sing or are you able
to? The audience sing along?
Oh, I would say that would be uncouth. Where is it on?
The Royal Albert Hall.
No, you're not singing Westlife.
So you have to shut up. Like,
yes, and enjoy the orchestra and the classical music.
Yeah.
No, that's very lowbrow to be screaming Westlife lyrics. Right. Leave it to the band.
I don't want to make a show of myself. Better not bring the station into disrepute in London.
Leave it to the experts.
Right. Shane Beattie, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.